Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Now, the name Attack was... Actually, you know what? He pronounces it as Attack. But anyway, it's cool. Anywho, the name Attack is a name that I had come across here and there, but had never really listened to any of the music that Attack made. This was until Yuva, who's Jizzles, said, dude, listen to this guy. He's got something special. And I said, you know what? Why not? Let's check out something from the Gambia, because y'all got some good music out there, and this led me to this review.
The latest African album review is...
Attack released the album Dealbe on November 30, 2019. It has 9 tracks, 29 minutes and 30 second runtime, 4 features, multiple producer placements, with Shy Boy taking the bulk of those credits, and... let's find out what the album is all about. The album cover sees Attack chilling. It's very hard to kind of tell where exactly he is, but it looks like a market or a street of some sort. And he's quite in the foreground and everything in the background is really blurred. So there's that depth of field going on, but he's looking really cool and chilled. He's just got this, I don't know, confidence about him or something like that.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Dealbe starts with the title track, where Attack lives up to his name. He has a slightly higher pitch while giving a strong performance in the language Wolof. The beat here had a relegated kick with more traditional sounding drum work taken center stage, together with speaker busting bass. Tongue twister. Speaker busting bass. Speaker busting bass. Chocolate is one of those songs that has the makings of a hit. Straight up, easy to grasp lyrics and an even easier chorus to sing with a dancehall island mix about it. It seems to be one of his more popular songs in terms of streams as well, so I can see the connection here. I get the sense he was trying to be versatile with this song as well, so it's a slightly different sound to the other couple of songs I had listened to up until this point on this EP, on this album. By the time I got to the song Full Package featuring Jizzle, I had a pretty good sense of what to expect from Attack. The song itself is probably the banger of the album. It has that dancehall island mix with a very light reference to reggae that I mentioned earlier, which up to now I still cannot quite adequately define. All I know is the sound slaps, and whatever genre it is, it's the one.
Find us at modomodomusic.com.
Tekko represents the more easily identifiable sound, which is hip-hop in Wolof. The song features Mass 187, who is a very gifted MC with a flow so fluid. Nirek comes as a surprise as well, because it's straight up Gambian drill. Like drill music from the Gambia. Bruh. I didn't expect that at all, but it's a sound I can appreciate and enjoy. I love drill music, so I'm always ready to discover new and awesome drill.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
What I instantly loved about Attack is how he fuses trap with very traditional sounding instruments that you can easily identify with Africa. The bass lines many times have pentatonic rhythms that multi-sequence the progressions in quick succession. You get that with genres such as Sungura and Congolese Rumba. It's not the exact same, but the makeup is quite similar. A good example to showcase this on the album is the song Dome. Interesting to note that when I listened to this project, I could hear some traditional sounding instruments mixed with trap, When I asked Yuva to confirm if these were part of Gambian music genres, maybe, he told me that Gambia doesn't really have a specific style of music you could really call Gambian, but rather instruments synonymous to the music making, such as the marimba, the kora, and more. Linguistically, Attack is predominantly rapping in Wolof and Dilby, with a bit of English here and there, but not much. That means for someone like me who doesn't understand Wolof, it was about the technique and musicality. I did hold on to a few phrases and bars in English regardless. It was great for Attack to have a solid cast of features which gave balance to Attack's style. I think at this stage of his career, he's yet to figure out another dimension, so he is easy to identify with one predominant style. Features in this case give the audience a good relief from monotony, and same goes for switching up the beats. So good job on that one, Attack. I believe that there is another level in terms of mixing and mastering Attack can discover. While Dilby does deliver the job, there's much more in the tank that Attack can and should be able to give. I think there's an opportunity to work particularly on the clarity, which can go further.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
One thing Attack brings to the table is energy. His style of rap is new to me in many ways. However, he reminds me of Nigeria's Little Kish. Attack is guaranteed to offer high energy, hard-hitting trap bass lines, and freedom on the mic you don't easily find. He just expresses himself, and what comes out, comes out. My favorite songs on Dilby are Pukus, Senke, the title track Dilby, Nirek, and Full Package. Should you listen to Attack's Dilby? I'll say this 9-track project is perfect for young Gambians and those that understand Wolof with an affinity for trap music. For the wider African market, there are a couple of tracks which can become continental favorites if pushed right, and I think Full Package is one of those. Buy or stream Dilby by Attack online. It is everywhere. It's worth a listen and gives an insight into different Gambian hip-hop. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.